Over the last 5 years, between 700 and 1,200 people identified as homeless at any one time in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. That's according to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's annual point-in-time surveys. Those living on the street are especially vulnerable to extreme weather events like last week's heat wave. To find out more about how area residents and the agencies that serve them are coping with the summer swelter, we turn to T.S. Strickland of the UWF Center for Research and Economic Opportunity.
When temperatures spike, as they did throughout the region last week, the homeless are among the first to feel the heat. According to area experts, women, families, and those who have illnesses are the most at risk.
So when we have these indexes of 105 and so, we see a lot of influx into our shelter.
That's Bob Cornett of the Salvation Army, which operates an emergency shelter in Pensacola. The group was one of several to relax their rules last week in an effort to accommodate more people. Normally, residents can stay at the shelter a maximum of 14 days during any one-year period. They're also required to enroll in a 90-day program. At the Waterfront Rescue Mission, which also operates an overnight shelter in Pensacola, residents can normally stay just 3 nights each month. Both groups suspend these rules during extreme weather. Even with the added capacity, experts say that some would rather stay in the woods than check into a shelter. But not everyone has that choice. Jessica Simpson, a spokeswoman for the Waterfront Mission, said that women and families were the most vulnerable.
There's absolutely, unequivocally, without a doubt, not enough overnight shelters for women and families.
For those who can't or won't check into a shelter, the Alfred Washburn Center is vital. The center, located in West Pensacola, is a ministry of the Catholic Society of St. Vincent de Paul. Each day, between 125 and 250 people check their mail, shower, do laundry, and get fed here.
How y'all doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
All right. How you doing, young man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed.
Good.
Would you like an applesauce or noodles?
Applesauce.
All right, sir. Excuse me. You want any bread or you already?
White bread.
Okay.
During the summer, the center provides another critical resource to those on the street, water. Each morning at 8 a.m., a line forms by the faucet. Men and women fill plastic jugs with water and lug as much as they can carry back to their camps. Last Wednesday, about 50 people wandered about the grounds. They sprawled on picnic tables under the shade of towering oaks or sucked on popsicles provided by the volunteers. In a far corner of the property, Betty Justo sat with a few others cooling herself with a paper fan. A native of Pensacola and lab technician, she moved to Colorado late in life to care for her ailing mother. When she returned in 2009, the area was in the throes of the Great Recession, and she couldn't find work.
I never thought in all my life living here in Pensacola I would be in the position that I am in now.
Unemployed and without a support system, she wound up on the street, living in a tent until she could get back on her feet. Justo is no longer on the street, but she still struggles to make ends meet and relies on the Washburn Center for basic necessities. She said the summers could be brutal for the homeless.
This year, there's a lot of need for batteries, for like the portable fans that we use, because we get bowls of water. I don't know about everybody else, but bowls of water to keep it cool in the tent, and towels. Everybody was asking me for towels, you know, so I'll be looking around for those too, you know, because you can soak them, cool yourself off, you know.
Staying hydrated is essential.
A lot of homeless people suffer from substance abuse and addiction, and they're drinking alcohol. One thing alcohol does is dehydrate you. So if you're in 100-degree weather and you're dealing with an addiction like that, you get dehydrated considerably faster.
Simpson said Escambia Community Clinics, which operates a site at the shelter, had seen an influx in heat-related ailments.
We've been seeing about 1 to 2 patients a day suffering from heat exhaustion or dehydration, which is considerably higher than obviously the norm.
Last week's heat wave is now past, but with the hottest month of the year just around the corner, Justo and the more than 800 others who lack permanent housing in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties still have a long summer ahead of them. For WUWF, working with the Center for Research and Economic Opportunity, this is T.S. Strickland.